The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome along to the Punt Podcast, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast, looking at the FA Cup this weekend with the quarter-final matches and taking a look at QPR versus Tottenham, which is the sole Premier League match this weekend. As usual, it's myself, Dave Kellner, here in the studio with Lee Phelps. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning. Looking forward to the WilliamHill.com
sponsored.
It's not sponsored, really, is it? But, you know, in association.
In association.
Betting partners.
There you go.
Like I'm looking forward to the WilliamHill.com check heading my way.
That's the unmistakable voice of Derek McGovern on the line
Good
as well.
Morning, chaps. Good morning, Derek. How are you?
That's why we never do midweek punt naps, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's a bad idea. It's a bad idea.
It's a bad idea. So we'll do better this weekend, folks. And we'll start off with Bradford versus Reading in the FA Cup. This is a 12:45 PM kickoff on Saturday. Bradford 13-8. The draw here is 9-4. Reading 17-10. Headline offers: John Stead to score and Bradford to win 5-1. Simon Cox to score and Reading to win is 5-1 as well. Derek, Bradford's run in the competition, nothing short of sensational, really. Everyone remembers that fourth round tie against Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. Went behind and ended up winning 4-2. And they backed that up with the fifth round win against Sunderland at home, winning 2-0. There's probably not that much between the two sides. Bradford 8th in League 1 and Reading down in 18th in the Championship.
Well, the odds imply that as well. I mean, I saw a headline in the paper today, Reading will test Bradford, and I actually thought it said Reading will test Bradford. This is a test you, Lee, actually. I mean, it's not... It's one of those... you know, the romance of the Cup. One of these clubs will be in the FA Cup semi-final. Can you believe that? Even worse, both of them will be on telly on Saturday. I just... What's going on? I'm sorry. Yeah, but there's five matches, isn't there, this weekend, and this is the least appealing, and I'd say it says some do it when Aston Villa are playing West Brom. I've got no idea, absolutely no idea about this game, because I'm still suspicious about Bradford's win over Chelsea in the FA Cup. Hang me, lawyers, do what you want, but I'm not having it. How convenient it was that, you know, the FA Cup was out of the way for Chelsea when they were approaching big European Cup ties or Champions League ties soon after. Still got my suspicions, but, you know, I'm in a minority there. I don't know about this game. Bradford rested a few players in midweek, which was a surprise given that they've got an outside chance, well, more than an outside chance of making the playoffs in League One. So, you know, they're obviously going to give it plenty this weekend, but so are Reading as well. I'd have to say Reading's improved away form. If there's going to be a winner in this game, I would say it's going to be Reading, but the draw is the biggest price of the three, and I know it's one for Wimps, but it's one for me this weekend, the draw. I think it's a nailed-on draw.
9-4, the draw for Derek. I suppose that headline offer with John Stead included in it will be appealing to some. He's been a revelation in the competition, really. Scored 5 in his last 6 in the Cup. Joint leading scorer in this season's competition. So that 5-1 might appeal to some.
That's my bet. I think it's a tremendous price. You know, I think you're right in what you said, DK, about the fact that there's not a lot between these two sides. Reading haven't been doing too much. I mean, you only have to look at where they are in the Championship. 18th in the Championship, Reading. 2 wins in 6. One of those was knocking Derby out. And you could say the same for Derby as Derek was saying for Chelsea there. No one was crying at Derby when they got knocked out of the Cup. Scored 2 in the last 5. I think Bradford are in a better place in terms of the confidence. It's on their own patch. And it is a patch. We've seen that. you know, in recent times, in the League Cup and FA Cup, they've put out Wigan, Arsenal, Villa, Chelsea, Sunderland. There's something about this team, you know, that the manager is a man who knows how to get through these ties. These players obviously listen to him. His players, you know, without being too dramatic about it, you know, they say that we'll die for the manager. It's that kind of situation they've got at Bradford at the minute. I just think they're a great price to win it. I think they've got more about them. They've got that whole... If there is cup magic, it's in Bradford, that's for sure. You know, it takes a lot to get that Bradford City crowd... the wider crowd in Bradford going, but we're not too far from Bradford. And you know, the place is abuzz with what they've done this season. The interesting thing about Bradford is, and I know what Derek's saying about Chelsea, but you know, Phil Parkinson's, you know, a very good talker, a very good manager, and he was saying that we actually try and play good football. It's just that we can't play it in League One because it's not that kind of football. It's kick and rush. It's very quick. He said, when we go and play Premier League teams, suddenly they give us loads of space and we're like, all right, yeah, we'll have a go at this. We'll knock this about. So, you know, whichever kind of game it is, Bradford can play that game. I'm just wondering if Reading can, you know. The worst kind of team for me is a Championship team who think they're better than they are. Mm. You know, and I wonder if Reading will get a bit of a rude awakening going down to League One level pitch and type of game. So, Reading to win, like that. And you know, you said everything about John Stead. John Stead's played at a higher level.
Bradford to win, you mean?
What did I say?
Reading to win.
Bradford to
That's
win.
Key.
I told you Reading would test them.
yes, yeah. Bradford to win is great at 13-8. You mentioned John Stead. He's obviously played at a high level, never quite made it. He's probably like maybe like a lower Championship level striker, I guess. Does great in League One, of course. That's great. 5-1. Mm. John said to score, Bradford to win. You gave the stats. That'll do me nicely.
It's a huge match for Bradford boss Phil Parkinson because he was, in his playing days, something of a stalwart, wasn't he, at Reading in the 90s? I think he made over 200 appearances for Reading, so big game for him, big game for Bradford.
If this was Fighting Talk on Five Live, they'd put that little jingle on that sounds like Google, you know, when they go, they've completed those. There's no way you knew that. Off the top of your head?
No, not off the top of my head. I'll admit that.
It's a good stat, though.
13-8 Bradford, the draw 9-4, Reading 17-10. It's the draw for Derek at 9-4, and Lee going with Bradford 13-8. Have a look at that headline offer as well. John Stead to score and Bradford to win, which is 5-1.
Derek, I know what you mean about, you know, gone are the days when, you know, we have, quality teams at this stage of the competition, you know, where it's the top, you know, most of the teams are in the top 10 of the Premier League. But in this day and age of, you know, multi-million pound Premier League football, it's not, I don't mind it, you know what I mean? Bradford could get 1.8 million quid from a trip to the final. It does mean an awful lot to these clubs now. And at least they're showing the kind of the desire and the passion to go forward in it. Whereas with Premier League managers will send a weakened team out.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
It does stink, doesn't it?
Well, it's great for them, but just don't expect me to watch it.
No problem with that at all. It's on BT Sport anyway, so you don't have to worry.
Next up, it's Aston Villa versus West Brom again. Aston Villa 13-8, the draw 11-5, West Brom 7-4. Headline offers, Christian Benteke to score and Aston Villa to win is 4-1. Saido Berahino to score and West Brom to win is 5-1. Lee, of course, the teams met just a few days ago and the prices ended up being very similar to the prices we're looking at right now. Mm. West Brom actually went off slight favourites in that match, but in the end it was Villa that came out on top, winning 2-1 with that late Christian Benteke penalty after a Ben Foster howler. That was a shocker. And Saido Berahino scored in that game. You put him up at 19-10, Lee. He's 13-8 to score any time on Saturday, and his FA Cup record very good this season. Yep. 5 goals in 3 appearances, although 4, this is a big stipulation. They did come against Gateshead.
Yes, yeah, and so you can take that with a pinch of salt. But you know he's still playing very well, of course, and he's back in form. He scored, as you mentioned, in the game the other night. I'd go back in again, to be honest with you. See no reason why not. Everyone's making out now suddenly that Tim Sherwood's the Messiah, and it's a great victory. Don't get me wrong, and the 3 points is absolutely huge, but the draw was the fair result, I think. You know, I think it was, you know, like you said, it was a goalkeeping error, and Benteke is taking his chance, fair enough. We said beforehand, didn't we, that Pulis would go there without too much ambition, and God, did we get that right. Well, to say the lacked ambition is a huge understatement. I don't think he'll do that this time. You know, you look at where they are in the league at the moment, West Brom. I don't think, although he wasn't brought in to get to the FA Cup final or the FA Cup semi-final, but the 13th with 30 points, many people are now saying that probably 33, 34 will be enough to keep you up. So they're going to creep over the line, aren't they, in the next few games. I don't think anyone would weaken down. I'd be interested, do you think at this stage of the competition, would anyone weaken down? Would Tim Sherwood think, well, we still need points. Can we risk, you know, more games and taking our eye off the ball when we've only got 25 points on the board?
It's more likely from that side of things, is it? Aston Villa are more likely to weaken down than West. I think both sides send out full sides.
Yeah.
Well, it's a derby as well, isn't it? A local derby.
And
you
Tim Sherwood's ego surely wouldn't allow him to miss a trip to Wembley.
Well, I'll tell you what, isn't it? And didn't it stick in the throat in midweek that, you know, when Villa had been losing as they were doing regularly, it was was the players getting all the stick, and then all of a sudden they won a game, and all the attention's on the manager. It was him that did it. I can't.
I tell you what, though, he has done something which I think is probably the best move he'll make this season. He's brought Cillian Petrov into the coaching team, hasn't he? Mm. And whatever he does on the coaching pitch, I don't think that matters. What a great move to get the fans fully on your side. I mean, that is a masterstroke, in my opinion. I mean, just one of those clever little things just to kind of, you know, bring a bit of unity to the club in the last few weeks of the season. As for the game, to be honest, I could see a similar result. I don't know if you can do this, DK, but do you remember a while ago I suggested that a market would... You can have a correct score either way.
Yes.
So 2-1. I think it'll be 2-1.
Okay.
I don't know who to, though. I just think it'll be 2-1. Villa's last five at home, 1-2-1, lost 2-1, 1-2-1, lost 2-1, 1-2-1. So if pushed, I'll go West Brom 2-1 for this one.
Sounds like you're doing a sound check there.
I'm
dyslexic doing a sound check.
It's just that, as well as reading, I can never get past 2 in my maths either. I really should have paid more attention at school. No, but I think... You know, we often see in that, you know, when a league game is played close to a cup game, we get different results. Mm. I'm going to go for West Brom to win this one. I think West Brom at 7-4 is my bet here. I prefer them. I think they're better than Aston Villa. Didn't show it the other night, but that was the league, and Pulis goes for points in the league. I think he'll let them off the leash a little bit here, and I think they've got better players and better confidence, better goal scorers as well. So I'm going to go for West Brom to win the game, and anyone who wants a little bit of a flyer, 10-1 for 2-1.
Derek, if ever... one man was to convince us he was a few sandwiches short of a picnic, it was Tim Sherwood saying that...
I thought you were going to say me. Leave that alone.
Yeah, everything you made in the last 10 minutes.
Tim Sherwood saying that he'd rather have 3 points against West Brom than win £34 million or euros on the Euro
Millions.
Well,
it wasn't him, it was his wife. It would have been his wife winning the Euro Millions. Obviously, he's not going to get any of that. Euro Millions included.
Oh, by the way, check this out, right? So I was at work the other day and my wife rang and she said, I've got some good news and some bad news. All right, okay. She went, the bad news is that I've opened one of your letters. Oh, gosh, that's the worst thing, isn't it? You get mail and the wife's opened it. Good news is that you've got a tax rebate of £600. Oh, well, where's the good news? You know about it.
Exactly.
If I'd have opened that, I'd have been like, I've got a tax rebate. Oh, but how much? £150. And I think I'm a good man for going that high.
When the very few winnings he has, Lee, on betting, he has it in his underpants because it's the last place you'll look.
God, are you watching our lives? Are we in one of those reality TV shows or something?
He's still jingling when he walks as well, Derek.
Yeah, I mean, going back to Tim Sherwood, there's just something about the guy. No.
I think we understand you're not having
He's a wrong'un. He's a wrong'un. I mean, you can't separate these two sides, can you, from Torquay? I mean, I watched that game in midweek and they were just, it didn't look like a Premier League game. To be honest, I actually thought, Lee said that, you know, he thinks West Brom are a better team but they didn't prove it in midweek. Well, I thought for a spell in the second half they did prove it. I thought once everything had died down, all the fever, you know, the Villa fever, I thought West Brom looked the better team and I'm surprised they lost. But I actually think they're shorter now than they were earlier on in the week. I think there wasn't a 9-4 available about West Brom earlier in the week, and now they're 7-4.
Yeah, I think the price opened up around about 2-1. When we did the podcast, it was into 19-10, and then by game time, West Brom actually went off favourites in the match on Tuesday.
After losing that game and playing the same opponents a few days later, and the shorter price than they were when we last spoke about them, I can't have them. Again, it looks all over a draw to me, this one.
Yeah.
Biggest price of the three. And would anybody be in the least bit surprised? No, they wouldn't. Draw for me again.
The draw for Derek at 11-5, Lee going West Brom at 7-4.
If you, as well as Berahino, by the way, I mean, you know, I know Benteke's not been in the greatest form, but I think that's still a big price for him at 13-8. He's got a really good record against West Brom and, of course, scored in that game the other day as well. So I think I'm not quite sure. If this was the Premier League, I don't think the home goal scorers would be quite as big as they are. So, some decent prices about the game, a bit of value around.
Sunday next, the 4 p.m. kickoff, Liverpool versus Blackburn Rovers. Liverpool 3-10, the draw 4-1, Blackburn 9-1. Headline offers: Raheem Sterling to score and Liverpool to win is 6-4. Rudi Gestede to score and Blackburn to win is 12-1. Derek, Liverpool's run, superb run, continued on Wednesday night with a controlled performance in a 2-0 win at Anfield against Burnley. Predictably, they're a short price here at 3-10. It could be shorter, though. They've actually won all six of their matches, Premier League matches, in which Steven Gerrard hasn't featured this season. Maybe it's a blessing in disguise that Gerrard's been sidelined with that hamstring problem, and that's something that you alluded to, Derek, on Friday's podcast.
Yeah, it's something I never thought I'd say, because no one's a bigger admirer of Gerrard than me. But they seem more vibrant without him. And I think Lee mentioned, you know, the players, the understudies, the Hendersons and the Coutinhos, maybe they feel like a weight is being lifted when he's not there. You know, they don't have to give the ball to him. We've got to show up what we're worth now. Maybe there's something in that. We've all done that. We've all played when, you know, at whatever crappy level we played at, particularly you, Lee. You know, we've all, you know, there's a star player and you feel overshadowed by him. You can't really try.
I was that star player.
Yes, yeah, I'm sure. So, you know, why shouldn't it work at Premier League level as well? But what I'm boiling down to is that I can't see Liverpool slipping up here. This is a kind of fixture. Like, earlier in the season, I'd be like covering my hands, you know, in dismay over. They'd struggle to break them down and, you know, it'd probably be a 0-0 game. I think there was one, wasn't that game against Oldham similar to in earlier in the Cup? But it's a different Liverpool now. And they followed up that Manchester City win by pounding Burnley in midweek. I know it was only 2-0, but they looked the business. And I just can't see anything other than a Liverpool win. But 3-10 ain't going to get you rich. So, you know, what I think I'll do is go Liverpool to win 2-0, which I think is around about the 11-10 mark, with, you know, 10-11 even money mark. So nothing wrong with that.
You'll find that in the goals market. Liverpool to win 2-0, 17-20 currently. Liverpool to win 2-0 in the goals market. 57 markets available there. They did pound Burnley 2-0 at midweek.
Really.
Well, I was just, spiteful as I am, I was just thinking, that's enough now, Liverpool. That's enough, 2-0. Don't get another one.
Don't let him land his 17-20
Yeah, don't let him land his
set.
I don't even want you landing a 17-20 at the moment when you're trying to chase up the table. So happy with that.
Yeah, fair enough.
Liverpool progressed on 15 of the last 16 occasions they've reached the FA Cup quarter-final. Record against Blackburn, incredibly good at Anfield as well. Blackburn have not won any of their last 11 trips to Anfield, drawn 4, lost 7. Daniel Sturridge scored midweek. He scored 10 in his last 12 FA Cup starts. It's borderline impossible to make a case for Blackburn here.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I think the way Liverpool play is particularly difficult for lower league teams to deal with as well. They don't come up against that kind of pace, skill, pressing, the system. There was a great piece, by the way. I don't know if you mentioned this on the punt the other week, when Jermaine Genus was on, I think he was on Match of the Day, but I don't know if it was one or two. You know, when Brendan Rodgers said that the first Coutinho thunderbolt that we've seen in the recent weeks, he said it was down to the system. I mean, it was slightly taken out of context. But Jermaine Genus like joked, saying, well, if that's down to the system, that's going to happen every week, isn't it?
It
was on midweek and on Five Live, and to be fair to him, he kind of, more or less the first thing he said was, can I just put my hands up for something? It is down to the system. But they're playing so well. I mean, Coutinho, obviously, we all know, he's playing fantastic. Well, I saw a great line earlier in the week, though, saying that, I think they were looking back on the Man City game, and you know, I can't remember where I read it now, but someone said, you know, it's City chasing the title, you know, Liverpool players chasing the captaincy for next season. And, you know, it does look like he's got a lot of would-be captains in that team now. I'm sure Jordan Henderson probably is a shoo-in to get it. But there's a lot of those younger players, or less experienced players, who are actually standing up and to be counted now. I agree with Derek. I mean, I think that win to nil is a really good bet. I obviously won't play it, you know, because Derek's put that one up, but I think I've struggled to see that landing. I would say the only thing against it is that in the FA Cup this season, they have done it the hard way. You know, you look at the results they've had. You know, they went to Wimbledon and conceded at Wimbledon. Had to, you know, Gerrard hit the winner after the hour mark. Didn't score at Bolton, you know, in that home game. Then they conceded to Bolton in the away game first, and they had to come from behind and win there. And against Palace, you know, Palace were a better team, had to come from behind again. Now, I think it's a pretty difficult case to make for Blackburn to get anything out of this game. But if you are looking at them getting a goal and Liverpool continuing that theme, then I think Rudiger Stead is the man to pick. Jordan Rhodes, for me, isn't quite the man at this level. I think he's proved that. I think Rudiger Schneider's got a little bit about him. I'm not sure he could play in the Premier League. He might be one of those players who just is kind of in the hinterland between Premier League and Championship. But, you know, 11-4 to score any time. He's a skillful player. 13-30, scored against Stoke and Swansea in the Cup already. So, you know, if you are looking at a goal for Blackburn, I think maybe I'd look at him. My bet is a goal scorer bet, though, and it's Daniel Sturridge. I think the fact that he's coming back to fitness and form slowly but surely, I'd like him to start this game and I'd like him to get the full 90 minutes. If he does that, I think he'll get two or more. 3-1. I mean, there's a huge difference between two or more and the hat-trick here.
14-1's
a big price if Liverpool do get an early goal and get going. You just wonder, having seen them against Burnley, if they'll go that far. You might just take him off, mighty. They're a bigger fish to fry. If they're 2-0 up against Blackburn, you know, and it's into the second half, maybe they'll just rest him. So, you know, I wouldn't put anyone off having a little sniff on the hat-trick, but the two or more I like at 3-1. I think, you know, Sturridge is, you know, first-choice England striker these days. This is a Blackburn Rovers, a Championship defence who aren't particularly watertight. You only have to look at the results on the road, and it's pretty rare that they keep a clean sheet. They kept one at Bournemouth, unbelievably, but that was the only clean sheet they'd kept away from home since the 20th of September, and that was the only, that was against Fulham, and that was the only other clean sheet all season away from home in all competitions. So just two clean sheets on the road. I mean, they're going to concede goals to Liverpool, I think, here. So Sturridge, two or more, and if you're feeling brave, a couple of quid on the hat trick.
Man United versus Arsenal, the last of the quarter-final matches this weekend. This one actually on Monday, 7:45 p.m. kickoff. Manchester United 11-8, the draw 12-5, and Arsenal 19-10. Headline offers: Wayne Rooney to score and Manchester United to win is 4-1. Olivier Giroud to score and Arsenal to win is 9-2. Arsenal through to the FA Cup quarter-finals for the 11th time under Arsene Wenger. They've progressed to the semi-finals in 9 of the previous 10. The only time they were eliminated was back in 2011 against Manchester United, Lee. And is this the sort of game where you think Manchester United will score over 1.5 first-half goals? Is that this sort of game?
I hadn't really thought about it in this match, to be honest, but let's not open that kind of world up. We had a great text. We should just read the texts out. We had this text conversation the other night, Derek, which, you know, it just went on and on and on. I bombarded him with all sorts of stats, and he said, basically, the crux of the argument was, I loaded you up with stats, and you said, I'm trusting my own judgment. So I think I won. plainly, I won the argument. Do you know what? Of the four, I think this is the hardest one to call. And I watch these two teams more than I watch Blackburn and, you know, and Reading and Bradford City. I just don't know what to think about Manchester United. You know, from a statistical basis, they're very good at home. You know, we know that.
They just inexplicably at the moment, Derek, they inexplicably keep winning in the league. That last gasp winner against Newcastle on Wednesday night was incredible, really. Didn't deserve the victory there.
No.
You wake up this morning, you see rumours of a rift between Louis van Gaal and Ryan Giggs. I mean, in the past, you'd see these prices, Manchester United at 11-8 to win at home against Arsenal, and you'd think bookies have got it wrong, Derek, in all honesty. They've won 9 and drawn 1 of the last 10 with Arsenal at Old Trafford,
including David Moyes, 1-0 last season.
And went to Arsenal earlier on in the season and won 2-1 and dominated that match. But it's just...
The bookies, I've got it wrong. United should be longer. Seriously, I think 11-8 is a terrible price.
Arsenal are a much
price.
Better team, aren't they?
On paper,
if you say which is the better team at the moment in terms of confidence, Arsenal like wipe the floor with them. But it's like Louis van Gaal's got the Alex Ferguson touch. But Ferguson's teams didn't play this. Ferguson's teams won even when they were playing badly. But
they never played like this, did they?
Was like 3 stone better than this. I don't get it. I honestly don't get it. I mean, they'll win it though, won't they?
Look who they played lately. Newcastle, Sunderland, Swansea, Preston, Burnley, West Ham.
Beat Liverpool 3-0.
Well, that was when Liverpool were like Burnley and West Ham. Yeah, let's see how they get on in next week, I think it is. Yeah, let's see how, you know, that'll be a test for them.
There's a bit I do like here. I've been saying in the past few weeks I can't back Arsenal at odds on, but you give me Arsenal anywhere at 19-10, you know, barring, you know, Real Madrid, Barcelona, Bayern Munich, obviously, and I've got to have a go on that, I think. I think, you know, I think Rooney might get a goal. I think we could see an entertaining game here. I think Man United will go out to win the game. I like Rooney to score in an Arsenal win, actually, because I think, you know, Rooney's now famously never won the FA Cup, and no one seemed to realise this, you know, a few months ago. Now it's all over the place, this stat. So the lose cast, it's called. Rooney to score in an Arsenal win would interest me. And I think Giroud's obviously found some great form recently. Read a really interesting article about how Sanchez has kind of been put in the shade a little bit by the fact that Ozil and Giroud have come back and almost crowded him out of the area. And that's why we've seen a dip in his goal scoring form. But he obviously grabbed one in the midweek. Mm. Olivier Giroud to score and Arsenal to win 9-2 looks a big price to me, but I'd take either of the others as singles. Arsenal to win, I like that. But I think Giroud, you know, at 6-4 any time. I'd probably rather back Rooney at 11-8, to be honest, than Giroud if I'm picking a favourite in the goal scorers. Mm.
When Rooney and David De Gea, I think the two players that actually might end up coming out of the season with a little bit of credit, they seem to keep their form.
Well, actually, we're saying we don't know what's going on. That's the reason why they're doing so well. David De Gea. Because again, midweek, he saved them again.
Yeah,
without him, they'd be mid-table.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. If they had
a keeper of his ilk.
Yeah, that's right. If they had an ordinary keeper, they'd be still be in a relegation zone. How bad they've been.
But fair enough for signing them. It is their keeper. It is their player, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's like saying without Aguero, City wouldn't be where they are. Yeah, he is their player.
But yeah, but United shouldn't be as short as 11-8 in this game. I can't explain that win at Arsenal earlier in the season, the 2-1 win, because I think they were full value for it as well, if memory serves.
Yeah.
And they've got a great record over Arsenal at Old Trafford recently, but you know that was a different United, and I just can't see them. I really cannot see them winning this game. I think Arsenal are good things.
And Lee, just to pick up on something you said you think Louis van Gaal and his side will go out and try and win this game. I think they'll go out and do what they've done all season and keep possession in non-dangerous areas. What makes you think they're going to go out in a...
Well, they go out in the first halves and, I mean, as I've said to you, they go out in the first halves and try and score goals. That's what they do. You only have to... the stats don't lie, do they? I'll go back through the text if you really want
to. But
in all seriousness, though, without going back over that argument, they scored more goals at home in the Premier League than any other team.
Yeah.
They scored more goals by, I think, was it five, I said, than any other team in the first half. I think they've scored 18 to Chelsea's 30. Or something in the first half of games. Their shots to goal ratio is the highest in the Premier League. You know, all these stats, they can't be lying. They do go out in a certain way. Now, obviously, not every team is Arsenal, but, you know, they did against Liverpool, as Derek said, Liverpool. They haven't, you know, we've still got to see Man United against some of the better teams, haven't we?
Well, we're going to see the next 6 weeks is going to be very interesting, isn't
those,
it?
I mean, I think your point, and you know, is that it's fine looking at historical stats. You've got to look at games. Just because they've done it against Burnley, or they've done it against West Ham, or they've done it against Liverpool when they were crap, doesn't mean they're going to do it against Arsenal, against Man City and
Absolutely.
Chelsea, which is understandable. I get that. So that's why I didn't bring this up initially. Because I wonder, it's a different kettle of fish playing Arsenal. But yeah, I mean, 2-1 for Arsenal.
So both of you two chaps going with 19-10 Arsenal.
You've got to. Just on a price basis, you've got to go for Arsenal, haven't you?
Definitely.
You can't back the shortest price of the three. I don't even have the draw over Man United, of course. So that's the biggest price of the three.
I think a lot of people, Derek, might be looking forward to that match in a couple of weeks' time against Liverpool at Anfield. And I'm sure if Liverpool are a price around about the even money mark, that will be gobbled up, won't it?
I think there'll be more than that.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
What do you go for in this Man United Arsenal Cup game? What are you thinking?
I think it might be a draw.
Mm.
In the past, you'd see that price on Manchester United. I know a lot of things have changed and it's two very different sides now and Manchester United don't look strong. But he keeps somehow finding a way of getting results, and I think 11-8 short enough, but I wouldn't want to be back in Arsenal either, so I'd go with the draw there.
Yeah, that's fair enough. 12-5. And they've had an exceptionally easy route through this competition, really, haven't they? I mean, you know, they made a meal of Cambridge. They beat Yeovil. They made a meal of Cambridge, but then beat them in the return leg after Cambridge had hit the woodwork.
Yeah.
Beat Preston in the end 3-1, but had to...
That wasn't straightforward.
No, it wasn't really. I mean, looked it in the end, didn't it? But it wasn't straightforward. So, yeah, I think... I don't know why I'm not convinced, Derek, and it's 19-10. It's a strange one, this.
Mm.
Anything could happen.
Last match we're going to look at on the Punt podcast this weekend is the sole Premier League fixture, QPR versus Tottenham. QPR 16-5, the draw 11-4, and Tottenham 4-5. Interesting set of prices here, Derek, because QPR was 6-1 to beat Arsenal on Wednesday. Never really threatened.
Doesn't make sense.
No.
I mentioned that in the midweek podcast, the one where we tipped nothing but losers.
And all the favourites won.
Yeah.
What a midweek for
every
the bookies,
punter, every punter in the land won, and we didn't tip a winner. Amazing, isn't it? And so I expected, I mentioned that Arsenal were 4-7 for that game and Tottenham were 4-5 for this, and they're still 4-5, and I think it's, you know, I think it's absolutely nailed on. It's one of the, today, it's like the weekend is like one of those international breaks, isn't it, when only teams who have no players of international standard fulfill fixes, you know, like League One sides, League Two sides, and QPR and Tottenham. It's just, I mean, QPR, they're going out the league, aren't they? We did give them hope when they, you know, they had a couple of decent results a few weeks ago, but Lee pointed out quite rightly at the time that their home fixes, where they were relying on their good form, was a minefield for them. And look what's happened in their recent home fixes. Lost to Arsenal, lost to Southampton, lost to Man United, and now Tottenham come calling. Tottenham come winning 4-5 is an absolute gift.
I find it incredible that it's pretty much half the price they were. Midweek. I'm not saying for a second that was a good bet that I put up against Arsenal midweek.
Because thanks for reminding me.
They were absolutely dominated. But they were 6-1 to beat Arsenal. They're 16-5 here to beat Tottenham.
I was listening to the radio on, and the reporter on the BBC was saying that they were given as good as they got in the first half.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't think they were as.
I must admit, I only saw the highlights package, but after the game, the studio pundits on Match of the Day were saying that Arsenal were dominating throughout.
Not a surprise either, is it? I mean, as Derek said there, Tottenham this game, Everton, who are obviously, all right, you know, aren't in the best of form, but, you know, always a tricky game. They've got Chelsea at home. The last two fixtures for QPR at home are West Ham and Newcastle, but that coincides with the last two away fixtures of Liverpool and Man City.
Yeah.
So just when they get some, winnable homes, they get some very losable aways. They look in serious trouble, don't they? In fact, bereft, I would say, possibly. 22 points they're on, so 3 points away from Villa. I can't see them getting anything out of this. I mean, you know, the form isn't good enough. They don't do particularly well in London derbies either. What I would say is that, just to get a bit more value if you're looking for it, and I think 4-5 is probably good enough, to be honest, Tottenham to win in both teams to score is interesting, because Tottenham... I've only had one clean sheet in the last 11 league away games. Harry Kane scored in his last 8 away games as well. And he's not scored in a couple, the League Cup final, of course, and didn't really feature in the game, in the Europa League, in either game. So, you know, he's probably itching to get another goal. It's been like a bit of a drought for him at the minute, isn't it? Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win is 5-2. And the Tottenham to win and both teams to score is the same price. So, obviously, the better one of those is Tottenham to win and both teams to score, you'd say. And if they're going to score, that man again, Charlie Austin. I mean, you know, you can rely on him. Whatever they do, it doesn't really matter. He'll pop up with a consolation goal.
Yeah.
7-4 to score any time against the defence that's conceded in all those away games, as I mentioned, is good. He's got 15 goals from 24 this season, including 2 in his last 2. He's scored over half of Rangers' 28 goals in the league. 7-4 is nice. I think I'll go with Charlie Austin at 7-4 as my main bet there.
Okay, QPR 16-5, draw 11-4, Tottenham 4-5. Not much choice this week, chaps, for the naps. Derek, do you want to lead us off?
I'll go for Arsenal.
Okay.
So confident. Oozing with confidence.
They're shockers this week, aren't they? Really are.
19-10, Arsenal to win the match away at Manchester United.
I like a lot, actually. I mean, I like Austin. I like John Stead. I'll go with John Stead to score at any time in the Bradford City match. I'll take the result out of it.
Okay.
I'm tempted by the 5-1, I must say, but I'll go John Stead at 9-5 to score any time to continue this great FA Cup run that he's got.
What does that leave me with?
Who are you going to go for? Are you going to go for
Bradford? No, I'll go with... I'd had no clue what I was going to go for.
Are you going for QPR to beat Tottenham?
No, I'm okay there. I'll go with the draw, Aston Villa versus West Brom.
Yeah, that's a fair shout.
I'm going with the draw. It's just been cut from 11 to 5 to 7, so they must be listening.
as he put it into the slip.
That downward arrow. I'll still go with the draw there. Arsenal 19-10, John Stead 9-5, the draw in the Aston Villa West Brom game, 7-4. Remember, do play. This is a tricks, even though, even though it costs you four times, you bet on the midweek podcast. But we're going to get two up this week at the very least.
So I think we're going to win this week.
21.33-1. And those feelings for me dissipated a few weeks ago. Actually, now.
Really?
I'm not getting the treble feeling anymore.
Right.
I'm getting the tricksy feeling still. That's still good.
One other quick one on the FA Cup outright prices. Obviously, you know, a lot depends on the draw. But you know, and Liverpool, Man U, and Arsenal are all, you know, the three favourites. And Liverpool, the favourites to win it. Liverpool Arsenal final. See that, couldn't you? 11-4.
Yep.
Gerrard comes on as a sub in the 60th minute and wins it. Yeah, Liverpool Arsenal final. Obviously, the draw is everything, and it's a bit of a daft bet to have, isn't it? Before you've seen the draw, but I've just got a feeling about that one. Liverpool Man U would be good for Gerrard as well if he got a game. I can see definitely see Liverpool in the final here.
Would Rodgers have the guts if he got to the final not to play Gerrard in his last game? He'd have to play him, wouldn't
surely,
he? No matter what,
surely he would.
Yeah, mind you, he's a manager. You know, sentiment doesn't come into
I'm not sure he would.
No,
if maybe he was there all next season as well, the sentiment might kick in, and the fact that he's been loyal to the club next year, but the fact that he's leaving, I don't know if sentiment's going to play a part. And I think he thinks the side that he's putting out right now, Derek, is the strongest side he's got.
I think he does, yeah. He does. It'll be an interesting one, won't it? Oh, God, I can't wait for him to get to the final now to see. Good luck with that, Brendan.
15-8, Liverpool are in the outright for the FA Cup. Man United 11-4, Arsenal 3-1, Aston Villa 12-1, West Brom 12-1, 25s and bigger the remainder. So Liverpool 15-8, strong favourites. And that's worthwhile price, I think, the 15-8 right now.
Well, you know, would they still be favourites after Monday night, whoever wins with Man United? Would the winner of Man United Arsenal be favourites?
When's the draw? I don't know when the draw's made. Is the draw made? Because the draw sometimes
the
made a ridiculous pot. Would it be before the Man United game?
They usually do it before the Monday night game, which is stupid, isn't it? Why not do it after?
Madness, isn't it?
It's crazy. Bradford, each way, third of the odds, 25-1. If they need to get the winner of Villa West Brom in the next round, if Liverpool get past Blackburn, obviously. They've beaten better teams in Villa and West Brom so far.
Yeah. But what price is West Brom?
12.
12s, yeah.
Not bad, is it?
Look at that one. Not bad. The other one is, I'm going to ask for a price. If they win this, Bradford, I might ask for it before they get play this game. Phil Parkinson for the LMA Manager of the Year. I'll ask for a price from the traders.
Okay.
Because I think he could have he doesn't have to be a Premier League manager, that one, does it?
You know,
and it's based on you know, what the manager does with the resources available.
Yeah.
You know, he's going for promotion and they could get to an FA Cup semi-final. So, yeah, that's another one. I'll try and get a price by Monday.
Thank you, Mr. McGovern.
Pleasure.
Thank you to you, Lee.
Thanks.
And thanks to everyone for listening. Remember, you can download this via iTunes or check us out at audioboom.com by typing in William Hill. And myself, Lee and Derek will be back very shortly. Full Premier League list next weekend. Thank you for listening.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.